This is a story about a journey. The journey of one human being through 65 years of Earth time. My journey. Traditionally, a story begins at the beginning. But what is the beginning? Is it the moment when I was born, with all the charming ugliness of the newborn human baby, in a hospital in London? The first breath I drew so that I could yell about the pain and indignity of my forced expulsion from the womb? Or should we start earlier, in the dark, moist, secret place, where one little wiggling sperm, one out of millions, managed to burrow into one little ovum, the fertilized egg that was biologically, magically transformed into a baby? But that is not really the beginning, for the genes that were handed down to me by my parents were created long, long ago, and my inherited traits were moulded by the people and the events surrounding my early years, the characters and position of my parents, the country into which I was born, and the era in which I grew up. So, should the story start with my parents, with the historical and social events that shaped Europe in the 1930s, that moulded Hitler and Churchill and Stalin? Or perhaps we should go back to the first truly human creature that was born of ape-men parentage, or back to the first little warm-blooded mammal? Or should we go back and back through the mists of unknown time to when the first speck of life appeared on planet Earth as a result of some divine purpose or cosmic accident? From there we could start my story, tracing the strange paths that life has taken, from amoeba through apes, to minds that can contemplate the existence of a God and strive to understand the meaning of life on Earth and beyond the stars. I do not want to discuss evolution in such depth, however, only touch on it from my own perspective. From the moment when I stood on the Serengeti Plains in Africa, holding the fossilized bones of ancient creatures in my hands, to the moment when, staring into the eyes of a chimpanzee, I saw a thinking, reasoning personality looking back. You may not believe in evolution, and that's all right. How we humans came to be the way we are is far less important than how we should act now to get out of the mess we've made for ourselves.